Hello, Bob.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
Yes, I have three charges on my credit card, which I do not recognize. It's called Maximum Zeal Theft Game.
Okay, so let's see.
For 11:30, it was 580, and then, excuse me, no. 11:26 was 580, then 11:30 was 59.96, and 12:31 was 39.93. I don't recognize any of these charges.
Okay, I'll be glad to help you with this. Let's see. Can I have your zip code, please?
32725.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And your name, please.
Robert Walrath, Walrath.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see. I think I've located something for you, sir. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
1013 Ireland Drive, Deltona, Florida.
Okay, thank you.
What's the name of the company?
Okay, so we are a call center, sir, and we service hundreds of different companies. So I'm just trying to get the account pulled up for you so I can see what company
Sure.
this is in reference to. Okay. All right. So I did locate an account for you, and okay, so you said that you had a charge for November the 26th, and okay, so what I'm seeing, sir, is looks like there was, hold on, let me get everything pulled up for you. Okay, so I'm showing that it looks like you had signed up for the Consumer Direct Savings Store. I am seeing that initially that was when that was signed up for, they were offering a promotional offer for a free welcoming gift, and I am showing the gift that.
I never signed up for any of that. I don't even use this credit card for anything like that. I've got charged in the past like this, and I've decided never to ever sign up again. And I did not sign up.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is there was a welcoming gift, which was a free
Of what?
flashlight that was accepted.
Yeah. I got
So by,
a What is all this rest?
I'm sorry?
What is the rest of these bills?
Okay, so when you accepted the free welcoming gift, that was a welcoming gift for enrolling into the Consumer Direct Savings Store. So at that time, you just paid the shipping to receive the flashlight. But then I am seeing that on the 30th of November, they did charge you the $59.96 for that membership, which.
Membership. What does it do?
Okay,
I
so
can't.
the con. Okay, so the Consumer Direct Savings Store, what that does is it gives you a monthly gift voucher of $199 to use towards the Consumer Direct Savings Store for different gadgets and household items that they have. But I'm also seeing that bundled with that flashlight, they did give you a free trial for that TaylorMade fitness app. So when that trial ended, I am showing that you are then billed the $39.93 for that monthly subscription.
I have canceled my credit card, and you better put this back. I have not signed up for any of this. My gosh, I cannot believe this. Yes, I got the flashlight. It was promoted as shipping only. Nowhere did I see I signed up for that. Nowhere did I see it. And I read everything.
Yes, sir. And
I claim this as being fraud.
okay. Yes, right. It's not fraud because that information is provided in the terms at sign up. I'm not saying that that information was read, but I do know the only way that the shipping charge would process is if you've checked a box stating that you had read and understood the terms. Let's see. Okay, so let me do
that. I bought from this company before, and I've never had nothing like this.
Okay, let's see.
You agreed to is probably thousands of words.
I'm sorry?
When you put agreed to, there's probably thousands of wording in there that you don't read. I read down through some of it, but I didn't read the whole thing because it went on and on and on.
Okay. All right. So now what I can do on the charges for you today, sir, is I can offer a 50% refund.
A 50%. And you're going to charge me $39.93 every month?
No, sir. That I'm also getting canceled for you today.
So 50% on what?
So that would be 50% on the $39.93 and 50% on the $59.96.
And I'll get this. I'm going to have to do that.
Okay, let's see.
This is wrong. The way it's promoted, it's all wrong. It's so deceptive.
All right. So what I've gone ahead and done for you, sir, is I have canceled out the account. So that is going to prevent there being any further charges of any kind. Now, what we would need you to do, and I've notated on the account that I did offer you the 50% refund today. In order for us to process the refund, we would need you to give us a call with your card company on the line. Because being that you said that you had cancel the card, we do need to verify that nothing's been filed on the charges. Once they confirm that, we can go ahead and get that 50% process for you.
Well, it took me like a half an hour just to get to you.
Okay.
I can see why you're so busy.
All right. So, okay. So what I have done is I have canceled for you and I do have a confirmation number to provide you when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be C as in Charlie, 290-48-44. 1-8.
Confirmation number. Okay, on the 39.93. Okay, so can I get my credit card on the line right now with you, or do I have to?
Okay, so what you would need to do is you would need to contact them, let them know that you did speak to us and that we are willing to assist you with the refund. Request that they do the conference call and they will add us to the call. Reason I can't hold the line for you to add them to the call is because when they get on the line, they're going to have to verify your account information and I can't be on the line while that's being done.
Okay.
And then we have to be able to confirm that it is the bank caller or card company. But yeah, so what I've done is the account is notated that you did speak to me today and that we just need to verify with the card company that nothing's been filed so we can get that 50% processed.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.